Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. Yesterday I began sharing with you on this subject of having a heart of gratitude. I'd like to share with you about that this week, at least a number of days here. Yesterday we talked about the importance of teaching our children good manners. It's right that we teach them to say please, thank you, and pardon me, excuse me, and so on. God expects us to be a grateful, thankful people, and it's important that we have His praise on our lips daily. I shared with you yesterday some verses from the Psalms that we are to sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, and that we would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And on, I read a number of verses there, some from the New Testament, were to continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Today I want to look at a little bit of the opposite of that, of ingratitude, or just being simply plain down unthankful. When the children of Israel came into the land of Canaan, it was no accident that God told them very clearly in Deuteronomy 6 that they were not to forget Him. Basically, God was saying, don't be ungrateful. With all the abundant blessings God gave them, they soon forgot God. And I'm telling you, there's a lesson in that for us today. It's imperative that we have a heart of thankfulness daily. I'm going to share with you today, I'm going to read some of those verses from Deuteronomy 6. I want to talk about that, the importance of being grateful. Now these are the commandments, the statutes and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, and when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. I'll stop reading there, verse 13. We live in America, the wealthiest nation in the world. Do you think that the warning that God gave to the children of Israel back then is relevant for us today? Absolutely. We have the same Adamic nature, the same sinful nature that they had. God told them when they get to the cities here that they were coming to in Canaan, they didn't build those houses, they didn't put the furniture in those houses, they didn't dig the wells there, they didn't plant the olive trees, the vineyards, all the things that were there for them. They did nothing to provide it for them. God gave it to them. And God said, folks, when you get there, don't forget me. Verse 5 is significant. Verse 5 says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That's significant. If we learn to do that in America where we live, with all the abundant blessings that we have, folks, we will have a heart of gratitude to God. We'll be a thankful people if we love Him as we ought. Maybe sometimes we need to learn thankfulness, even though we do love God. Maybe some of us are lacking in some of those areas. I don't know, but it's important that we learn to be a thankful people. God said, "Beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." But if we read the word there, read the scriptures, we understand what happened. Somehow the next generation didn't remember what God had done for them. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes, it says in the book of Judges. How quickly they forgot God. They became consumed with the blessings that they had and were enjoying. They allowed the pursuit of those things to take place of God in their hearts. Instead of loving God with all their heart, soul, and mind, and strength, they were interested more in consuming those blessings upon themselves. They were not grateful like they should have been. If you have a heart of gratitude to God, you recognize, you understand, you have nothing. God has given you everything you have. You really, in humility, you realize, God has given me these things. I've done nothing to obtain them. Sure, maybe you work for it. But all those things are a gift from God. I'd like to turn to Romans now. In Romans, the first chapter, we read about what God has to say about being unthankful. And it's not very pretty. God does speak about those who are unthankful. I'm going to read here Romans 1. I'll begin in verse 18. It says this, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God." Get this. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. That's Romans 1, verse 21. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful." That's interesting. There's those three words, neither were thankful, right in that verse. They became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Verse 18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness." That was the beginning of those verses I read. But one of the things I want to point out there is that they were not thankful. That's right in those verses there. And God's wrath was revealed from heaven against them. And that was one of the reasons, among other things, that they were not thankful. They were not thankful like they should have been. That's interesting. God puts that in there, and we need to pay attention to that. Here's another one. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, listen to this, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-baiters, breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, petty, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Wow. Sounds like America today, doesn't it? But did you catch that? Unthankful was right in there with all the other sin that was listed. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unholy, traitors, truce breakers, false accusers, fierce, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And those that are ungrateful, those that are unthankful, are listed right in there with all the other things. That's interesting. I think so. What does that tell us? What does that say to you? What does that say to me? I understand that to mean I better be a thankful person. I need to be giving God praise and thanksgiving daily. I need to be a grateful, thankful person. And you know what? If we learn to do that, folks, I'm telling you, it will change your outlook on life. Think about it. A person who is thankful and who is grateful and expresses that throughout the day, do you think they would be downcast, despondent, discouraged, and depressed? That doesn't sound like someone who we would say is a thankful, grateful person, does it? Not at all. Quite the opposite, in fact. Let's learn to be thankful, grateful people. Well, may God bless your day as you serve Him today. There are so many things that we can be thankful for, that we should be grateful for, and tell God how thankful we are. God bless you.